Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, your friend, Robin Shawl. And boy, today's episode is a disaster. Airbnb's disaster, to be exact. Now, from last week, you guys know I've been traveling a lot on tour. I stay at Airbnb's. It's not a preferred thing. I bring security with me on tour. He does all of the tech for the tours. So it is cheaper because I'm the one who has to pay for his hotels and, flights and everything. So for me, it is cheaper to just stay in an Airbnb than getting two hotel rooms, especially because my mom has been coming with us. So instead of getting three hotel rooms, we get an Airbnb with like a two or three bedroom, and it's financially so much better. With that said, we never know what we're walking into. Not only that, and you know, I hate saying bad things about security. It kills me. But he's the one who picks the Airbnb. Like, he knows my budget. He picks the Airbnbs. He books them. So when I get there, that's the first second I'm walking into them. So we have been staying at crazy Airbnbs. But I have to say, my worst Airbnb experience actually was in Los Angeles, not on this tour. I think this was maybe 2 years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. I think it was 2021. I was staying in Los Angeles. For those who follow me on Instagram for a while now, it was the one where the bed was next to the fridge. It was a studio and like you could open up the fridge from the bed, like get food from the bed, right? So it was like the studio, but it had a pullout couch. Now I stayed there for 17 nights, all right? Because I was doing some meetings in LA. I was filming, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Now, the Airbnb was fine, whatever. It was affordable. Now, my ex-boyfriend Frank stayed with me two nights. We won't talk about why. Okay. I'm still single. All right. And then security came out to LA for two nights because we were filming something. And he stayed on the pullout couch. Now, when he was there, when Frank were there, obviously didn't overlap. Okay. Then I get home and we get an email from the Airbnb host saying, you had two additional people sleeping there and it's $100 a night. So I am now charging you an extra $3,400 because he was charging for security and Frank for all 17 nights, even though Frank was only there for two nights and security was only there for two nights. So I wrote back, hey, I didn't see that it was an extra $100 a person. I'm so sorry, my mistake. But one guest was only there for two nights. Another guest was only there for two nights. So I'm going to send you $800. And he said, no. Your two guests were there all 17 nights. And I said, no. They were only there for two nights each. And then he sent me a picture of me and Frank leaving the Airbnb and a picture of me and security leaving the Airbnb. By the way, pause. When security was there one day, we went to film it with a blow-up doll attached to my body. And security had to carry the blow-up doll out of the Airbnb. And to this day, I'm so tempted to reach out to the Airbnb host because I want that picture of security holding the blow-up doll. Okay, so anyway. So he sends the picture. He's like, see, I told you, you guys were there for all 17 nights. And I said, you're sending me two pictures. This says nothing. I said, can you send me a picture of every single day proving those people were there? And so then he's like, I don't need to give the proof. And I was like, yeah, you do. So then I call Airbnb. When I say I mean, I made security do it. And so then security stays on the phone with Airbnb for like 7 hours trying to like get to the bottom of this. And security said to the Airbnb, people who work there, is there any proof? He sent two pictures. That's it. And they're like, no, but, you know, he's saying there was, that we were there for all 17 nights. And security's like, but we weren't. Also, I have a flight from JFK to LAX and back that proof I was only there for 2 nights. And Frank has a camera in his home that proves he came in and came back because he lives in San Diego. So he's like, we have proof. Do they have proof? So anyway, this goes on for weeks. Eventually, our Airbnb host realized that he's getting caught in a lie. So he goes, fine, I'll take the $800. And I was like, no. Too late. I'm not giving you the $800 because now you caused me so much pain and suffering. No, unless you can prove, because now I'm like, you don't even have proof. You have 2 pictures. He couldn't. He had no proof. So then on the special night where the Mets had a no hitter, my dad, my other brother, my mom, everyone's going nuts. And we're all in my parents' apartment. And then all of a sudden security gets a call and it was Airbnb. And they said, we have reviewed the case and you won. You don't have to pay anything. And that's the story of my Airbnb. Actually, there's been so much worse. Like one time we had a ghost. Another time we had a grandpa living upstairs that came down into our apartment. So maybe that's not the worst, but that was the most pain and dramatics that I've had. Anyway, today we're going to open up the lines and hear your Airbnb disasters. But first, let's get in security. Hi, security.
Hey, you know, I'm having PTSD just listening.
I feel like, because I just sped it up, but it was a 2-3 week.
2-3 weeks. And like, I remember even being with you, like we were walking through Times Square when we got the email saying that they were charging us a $3,000. And like, I got terrified.
Yeah. Also, if they had sent the picture with you and the blow up doll,
I would have paid.
Me too.
I would have paid.
To this day, if he wants to send that picture, I'll pay the $3,400.
Agreed. Like that would have been, no, but he would have said it's $4,000 because that's a fifth person.
Fourth person. Wait, here's the thing. I would have really paid. I hope people don't think that we're the scammers. The thing is, he was scamming because he knew from his camera that we weren't there all 17 Correct. Days. I never want to cheat anyone out of money. It was about the fact that he was lying and trying to scam us.
Exactly. Especially that we were like, oh, sorry. No, you're right. We should have paid that extra for those people.
And also, why we spoke to him. Well, I spoke to him a few times throughout that 17 days because the water stopped running. Mm-hmm. We had a bug problem. Like there was other things that were bad with this Airbnb. And never once during that time he said, I see that there's other people there. Just know for every night 100%. You're going to get charged. Like there was opportunity.
And I got to tell you, ever since this situation, yeah. If I know, I always let them know, hey, on the third day, someone's going to be coming. Just wanted you to know.
And sometimes we always go extra in case dad shows up
exactly.
or Frank shows up.
We always.
Yeah, we don't want to scam anyone.
No, and also, you know, when you were saying, because yes, I do go Did through all say, the.
Guys, security has this habit of saying 6 sentences without actually saying 1 sentence.
Okay, let me start over. I do.
Oh, you wouldn't know because they usually cut it out of the podcast. But usually he'll start 6 different sentences and not say anything. But then they cut it out. That's why we love Betches so much. You'd have no clue. I hope they leave this one in so they know what I deal with on a daily basis. Okay.
I do book all your Airbnbs for the tour, but I do read the reviews because I don't want, you know.
So that specific Airbnb had other bad reviews. It wasn't just ours, mm-hmm. you know. So we sometimes check because over the years, they've had to lower the prices so much because of all the bad reviews this specific one has. And the person right after that visit has like a terrible review. And it's like, and the worst part is there's long black hairs in the shower, which is obviously mine. Like, I don't want to comment under us and be like, sorry, I thought they'd get a cleaning person between the two of us. I mean, not my fault, but it's like, I know whose ears those are. All right. I'm so excited to hear other people's disasters. So should we open up the lines?
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, Robin, we have Abigail on the line.
Hi, Abigail.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Thank you. I just pulled security. Congrats on Oates.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
I have a puppy nephew named Otis, who I also call Odie.
Oh, so that's what, for those listening, I didn't even mention it yet, but security got a new puppy. His name is Oats or Odie, which is what security calls him. And he happens to be the cutest dog that's ever lived. And he's a genius. And he looks just like his Aunt Robin. So Abigail, today's episode is Airbnb disasters. So what do you have for us?
Yes. Okay. So back in 2019, my mom, brother, sister, and I traveled to Asheville, North Carolina for Christmas. We all live in different states now. So that was sort of like where we decided to huddle together. And the Airbnb we were staying in was two floors. We were in the upstairs apartment, which was detached from where the owners lived downstairs, but they were seemingly gone over the holiday. And so Christmas Eve at like midnight going into Christmas morning, I woke up and heard like all this like loud like crashing noise and like rumbling around. And I was like, oh my God, I think somebody's breaking into the Airbnb. I was like, it's the holidays. People are traveling. People are probably like, let's snatch stuff while they're gone. So I'm sharing a room with my sister and I peek out the window. I can't see anything. So I was like, I have to get to my mom. I'm an adult, but I need my mom. I didn't want the intruder to see me. And there was a huge picture window in the Airbnb. So I decide to start crawling from the bedroom I was in to the bedroom my mom was in. And my brother was asleep on the couch. So I crawl over to him and I'm like, Christian, wake up. I was like, there's someone trying to break in. I was like, do not stand up because I don't want them to see you. And my brother sleeps through anything and everything. So he looked at me and he was like, okay. And he went right back to sleep. So then I go and I wake my mom up and she's like, what do you want me to do? So I make her call 911 and she starts by giving them her name and the spelling of her name. And I was like, they don't care how you spell
your
name.
Why is your family so chill about an intruder?
I know.
Although I'm trying to think if I woke up security and I'm like, there's a burglar and he went back to sleep. I feel like that's a possibility, actually. Okay, continue.
Yeah, again, brothers, right? My brother is like, he's so unfazed at this point between like, have the mom and him being in the middle of my sister and I. He's just like, whatever, what is she up to now? My mom's like, hello, my name is Amy, and like starts spelling her name. And I was like, give them the address. Like, what is wrong with you? So, and then we're like, oh my God, we don't even know the address. This is an Airbnb.
Right.
So then we have to pull up the app and find the address. And so they tell her, they're like, stay where you are. We're on our way. But then my mom starts worrying about my brother and sister in the other room. And my sister at some point she wakes up and she's like crying because she's like in panic. Because she heard me say there's an intruder, but I was saying like, I thought there was an intruder. So my sister's crying. My brother finally wakes up. My mom opens the door and she goes, it's a bear.
Oh my God.
What? So this whole time the noise we heard was a black bear going through the trash and trying to find things. So it was so embarrassing because my mom has to call the police back. And she's like, just kidding, sorry.
Wait, a bear is worse than a burglar. What are you talking about? Get those policemen there. Wait, what now? Why are you so chill? Why are you so relaxed now? This is when I'm panicking.
And my mom, sorry, mom, I'm sure she'll listen to this, is not a chill person. So I don't know if it's because she was asleep at first when this went down, that like an adrenaline rush hadn't happened. But the police were like, we're still coming. They show up. We hear another huge crash. and the bears had broken into the neighbor's garage. Okay. My mom claims that she told the Airbnb people that we called the police. That was under her Airbnb account. It should not reflect my rating.
The important things. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think what is scarier, if I woke up and there's a burglar or a bear. See, I don't even know what's worse. What do you think is worse?
I think a bear. Because, yeah. Like, you could maybe try to, like, have a conversation with an intruder, you know, like, try to calm them down. Be like, oh, what do you want? Like, sure, you can have my wallet. Like, it's fine. You know, like, you yeah. can give them something to make them leave. Like, you can't, like...
Maybe, wait, you know, how, like, you know, when you see a bear, you're supposed to stay still. Maybe your brother knew the whole time and he wasn't really sleeping. He was just the smart one trying to outsmart the bear. He's like, take the rest of my family. Yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm sleeping.
You're so right. My brother's in the middle. So he's the peacekeeper and he's very smart. He probably had like Googled, like, how do you not bother a bear or something? And he was like, just sleep through it.
He's like, I want to sleep. Please take my sisters and mom. I sacrifice them.
Yes. He's like, oh, dang it. They figured it out. I was hoping they didn't know this.
Oh my God. That is crazy. Oh my gosh, that is nuts. Well, I'm glad your rating stayed high. And we just won't use your mom for bookings from this point forward.
Yeah, sorry, mom. Take one for the team. And I just want to tell Airbnb that, like, they list, like, what this place offers. And I really feel like that one should have said, like, not only does it offer, like, a kitchen and free parking, but it offers panic and pure chaos.
And the Goldilocks experience.
Yes.
Yes. Abigail, thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay, so we didn't have a bear, but when we were in Toronto, our Airbnb, it was two floors. We put our mom in the basement, and my mom comes up. She's like, there's a lot of insects out here. I was like, mom, what do you mean there's insects? We go down. She was right. It was insects. They had the long, curly one.
Yeah, with like a million legs.
Yeah. And then there was ants. Uh-huh. Like, there was an array of them.
Yeah, and that's why we slept upstairs.
And left mom downstairs. I'm trying to think what's worse now, a bear or insects?
A bear will go away.
Yeah, insects, like, you could take them home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you want to take a bear home.
I so rather a burglar over all three.
Yeah. I was curious when the mom called back the second time, if she started spelling her name the second time.
M-E-L-I. the bear's like, I give up. All right, let's do another call.
Okay. Hey, Robin, we have Kiara on the line.
Hi, Kiara.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good. Is security saying your name right? Is it Kiara?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Just double checking.
Third time on. Yeah.
I have no faith. I have zero faith in security getting a name right.
You've made that loud and clear.
What is your Airbnb hotel disaster?
Okay. So basically, I was with my sister in LA, and I've never been there before. And she was doing some work down there, and I was in charge of getting the Airbnbs. And it's not that I have like excess money, you know, to pay for these things. So I was looking for the cheapest options, still like in a cute area. They marketed it. They like called it Attic in the Clouds, and it looked really cute in the pictures. And it looked like it was in this like oasis. Like, they had a big garden and they had multiple rooms. It was a huge house with multiple rooms. And ours was the cheapest and the smallest, and it looked like it had a big window on the top, and it looked really cute. So I was like, oh, this could work. And we got there and they greet us, and there are these like hippie, like older, like it looks like they just are artists. They're really nice to us, and the property was gorgeous. And the husband was like, oh, you're really gonna love it up there, and kind of like smirked at it. And I was like, oh, okay. So first they showed us to like, there was a closet where we could put everything. And I was like, that's strange. Why we wouldn't just put our luggage like in our room. And then he showed us like how to get up there, and you had to walk up like into the attic, kind of like these rickety steps. and you had to push up, like push up a hatch to like get into it. And I was dying laughing. I sent you a video of it so you can like see for reference, but like my sister who like, I felt so bad for her because she's like, it's not that she likes nice, safe things, but she's like, oh no, like I know I'm
but
not.
But she doesn't
want to
be in an attic.
I know. It wasn't even an attic. Like I'll take an attic. It was like a crawl space. Like we looked at the room. You couldn't even
stand
up.
Could you even stand up?
No.
Oh, you can't.
No,
that's what my question was. Oh my gosh.
You couldn't stand up. She was like, yep. I know. I'm about to get us the Best Western because it wasn't a room. It was a mattress on the floor. I'm 4'11".
Oh my gosh.
I'm 4'11". I couldn't stand up. She's 5'6". So we're just like in there. And I'm just dying laughing, but I'm like, you know, we're not going to really be in here because we're going to be out all day. Like, it'll just be our sleeping space. And
that's what we all say. Every time we show up to these disasters, we're like, well, I'm not going to spend that much time here. Like, there's literally a chalk outline on the floor. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be here to sleep.
Not that bad. Yeah. The next part of it was at night, and we were really out all day, like we're at the beach, shopping, dinner, whatever. So we're there at night, and then I hear this like animal come into the like up because the door to the whole property is open and our hatch was up.
Hatch.
We had the hatch up to get some air, so we're not really like, you know, like in a tight space with no air. We had the hatch up, and I hear this animal. I start panicking. I'm like, oh my God, it's a raccoon or like a something, like a rat or I don't know, something. And my sister, you know, I'm telling her like, you got to get it. You got to figure out what it is. Thankfully it ended up being their cat that they later told us like to be, I know, but still like, we're not asking for a cat to come sleep with us at night. How do we know?
My favorite part of all of this is that there's a hatch.
The hatch.
You never
want to
go sleep somewhere that you don't
know
with the hatch. Yeah, this almost feels like the beginning of like a cult, you know, like they're going to kidnap you.
Right.
Maybe Best Western next time.
I know.
Don't feel bad. Security does this to me every time we go away. So I thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Robin.
And tell your sister that you're sorry.
Yeah, I'll tell my sister that I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Robin.
Take care. What?
That's why there's a filter on Airbnb.
No hatch.
I was going to say entire place.
No, because we did get an entire place in Seattle.
Yeah.
Guys, we wanted the entire place, but it was like an apartment off of a house. We walk in. The second we walk in, the door from inside opens up, and it was a grandpa. He's like, hello, welcome to our home. But now he's like in our home. And I was like, hi. He's like, oh, just come and knock on our, it was like upstairs, like even in the house. He's like, just come upstairs if you need anything. And I'm like, oh my God, we're literally staying with grandpa. This is insane. All right, put through the next call.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, Robin, we have Ellen on the line.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm like having second thoughts, like maybe my story isn't good enough, but I'm going to tell you it anyway.
Okay, tell us, and then if it's terrible, we'll act like we never heard it.
You can edit it out, right?
Okay.
Okay, I've had so many great experiences since this one, but this was my first time getting on a plane alone, traveling to Florida alone, and I stayed with some friends, and then I wanted to head south in the state and do some exploring. So the first night, it was getting dark and I'm like, oh my God, I got to find a place to stay. And I did. I found a really nice place in Fort Myers. It was almost like a castle. I couldn't tell that until the morning because the door was like twice as high as me and I'm 6 foot tall. Anyway, so that was my first night. It was great. The second night, you know, I was heading back to New York, so I didn't want to spend a lot of money on an Airbnb. So I got a place close to the airport that was really cheap. And I thought, you know, the reviews were good. You know, the guy and his wife were in the picture. And so I thought, great, I'll do that. Well, I had a really hard time getting there. And when I finally got there, it was a pitch black parking lot in an apartment complex. I was on the phone with the guy trying to find it like for an hour. And then he came out to the car to help me get my suitcases. And we headed in, you know, up to the apartment, and it was a walk-up, three-story walk-up. And that was my first surprise with all this luggage.
Right.
Then, and his wife was in the picture, so I thought his wife would be there. And he was a little guy, so I thought, you know, I could take him. But, you know, I was really nervous because it was black parking, yeah. You know, dark parking lot. And going up the outside of the building, there was no back on the stairs. So it was, I'm like, you know, so my heart is pounding, but I'm exhausted. I just want to rest. We go in, like, I'm really nervous now. First of all, the parking lot was scary enough, and it's a bad section in town. I didn't know that
either.
Yeah,
and you're alone with a guy in an apartment. This is, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so I'm really, like, on high alert. And so we sit down at the kitchen table. He wants to talk, and I'm like, okay, great. And I said, can I take a picture of you? I said, I like to get pictures of the host that I stay with. So, you know, if I communicate with you again, I'll remember. So I took a picture of him and sent it to a friend of mine right away. Cause I thought, you know, if I get murdered, this is the guy who killed me.
At least we know who it is.
So I go in the bedroom. It just gets worse. I go in the bedroom and all the linens are black, like the color black. It's not like they're dirty black, but it's like the bedspread, the sheets are literally black colored sheets. And he has someone there every night. He said he's booked every night, and the place is really filthy. So I'm like, I just need to rest. So I said, you know, I'll only be here a couple hours and put my beach towel down and laid on top of the bedspread. And then I went into the bathroom. Oh my, I don't even know how to describe what I saw in there. It was like someone had shit in the tub.
Oh, and just, my God.
And just spread it around like, you know, like it painted with it.
Yeah.
And so now I really don't even want to lay back down on the bed because I'm realizing it just gets filthier and filthier everything I discover. So I'm in the bedroom and I'm like, how am I going to get out of here? He said he was going to bed, but his bedroom door was right near the door to get out of the apartment. So I just got everything ready. I opened the door to the bedroom and I'm like, I had my blow dryer out because I thought I could hit him in the nose if he tried to stop me from getting out of the apartment.
Yeah.
And so I just inch my way to the front door trying to not make any noise. And then I have to go down these three flights of stairs with a huge luggage and then a smaller luggage. Anyway, I got out the door. Went down the stairs terrified because, again, the parking lot, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And, you know, and I find out it's not really a good neighborhood anyway. Got in my rental car, got to the airport. So I did survive. And I don't know how great a story it is for you. You'll probably get better stories.
No, this
today.
Was okay. Let me just tell you something. This should have been on our Halloween special because this was fucking terrifying. Let me just tell you something. I'm traveling to Paris with my mom next month. And, you know, I love Airbnbs, but I only like it when I'm with security for this reason, because it is a little scary. And I don't, with my mom, you know, we're not 6 foot. Also, you're able to do three flights. My mom can't. So all I'm going to say is this was a good story, but it should have been on our Halloween special because this was terrifying.
All right. I'll call next year when it's Halloween time. Thanks, Robin. I love you. You're like my human antidepressant, and security is such a sweetheart. I love the way he responds to you. Even when you insult him, he still has love in his voice, which amazes me.
That's not love in his voice. That's caffeine. He's drinking Mountain Dew right now.
There you go. We can't give him a break.
No, never. All right, Ellen, thank you so much. And thank you for the love.
You're welcome, honey. Love
all
you.
Right, bye. No, that story was terrible. This was she was right on par.
I was trying to find the app with all that sound effects from the Halloween. Oh,
I thought you were trying to find the app so I could book that Airbnb. All right, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Anne on the line.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Welcome to Call Waiting. Today is Airbnb disasters, or hotel, whichever you got. So what do you have for us?
Okay, so this was about 30 years ago, and it's a hotel story.
Okay.
So it was our first trip vacation with my husband's parents. We didn't have any money, so they offered to take us on vacation with them. We're from the Midwest. And we were driving to Florida, and we thought we were going to drive straight through, but we decided, you know, that we should probably pull over and get a hotel for the night and just get a few hours of sleep before we get back on the road again, because my father-in-law was getting really tired and all that. And my husband and I were getting tired of listening to the same song on repeat that my father-in-law likes to listen to. So we stop at numerous hotels along the way. And of course, you know, back in the day, you didn't always plan ahead and you just stopped along the way to you know, whatever they can see, you could see, you know, from the interstate on the hotels and try your luck. Well, we stopped at a few, didn't have any vacancies. And the last one we stopped at, thank the Lord, they had a vacancy. And so we get our hotel key, and it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, and we're all so tired, and we get separate rooms, and we're on different floors. And so we get off the elevator, and we're going down this long hallway. We finally get to our room, and, you know, we try the key and everything, and we're going in, and it's dark in the room, but there's a small light still left on in the bathroom. So, like, as soon as you walk in the door, there, you know, the bathroom's right there to the right. And, you know, I'm so tired that I see suitcases, and I thought, oh, they brought up our suitcases. That's how tired and stupid I was. Yeah. And I just keep walking in, and I look, and it's pretty dark, like where the, you know, bedroom and the TV and all that stuff is. And I'm looking towards the bed, and I can see like 3 forms in this king size bed. And I'm trying to process, like, what is that? And this lady pops up, and you can sitting straight up, and she is nude. And I am processing, and I can tell she's probably processing too, because we're both silent staring at each other. And all of a sudden she starts screeching, you know, wake up, wake up. There's somebody in our room. Get your gun, get your gun. Well, I'm trying to back out, and my husband is right behind me, and I run into him, and he kind of shoves me forward a little bit because we're all tired and we just want to get some sleep, and he's still not processing anything. So I turn around and I start shoving him, saying, get out. This somebody's in the room. And we're fumbling, falling over our own suitcases, trying to get out the door. And I'm thinking we're going to get shot at any moment. And I'm just like, you know, hurry out. And we're running down this hallway.
They gave you a key to a room that was already booked?
Yes. So we are running down the hallway, and my poor husband, he has got both of our like smaller suitcases, and he is still holding on to them, running down the hallway. And I can hear like the suitcases, you know, they're back in the day, they were not, the wheel suitcases weren't made all that great. So they kind of wobbled a lot. So he ends up having to just pick both of them up running. And I know we're going to get shot at any moment. This large man is going to come out into the hallway and just start shooting. So I'm like hitting the elevator button, finally get downstairs. And thankfully the guy never did come out of the room, but I get downstairs, you know, my husband's like, you gave us, and I can hear already somebody talking, another person that worked at the hotel. I can hear that they're talking to another customer, and he's screaming, you just gave somebody a key to our room. Blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, this is
my nightmare. Not on your end, but like my nightmare is in a hotel being sleeping and someone just coming in.
Yes.
I feel bad for the other people.
Right.
I mean, I feel bad for you. You almost got shot. Like, I'm glad you didn't get shot. That would have really put a damper on this story. But my fear is for the being that other lady, like going to sleep and then just someone walking in at night.
Absolutely. And being in the nude. Can you imagine waking up and being in the nude in front of strangers? Exactly.
The horror for the other people of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get shot. I'm glad the woman, I'm glad the woman's okay and it wasn't a burglar. That is nutty.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't matter if it's an Airbnb or a hotel. Either way, horror.
Yeah.
All right, Anne, thank you so much for calling in and sharing this very nude but appropriate story.
You're welcome. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too. That is when we were staying at this Airbnb with Grandpa, I was convinced. Also, we didn't say it, but that Airbnb we thought was a 2-bedroom. My mom wasn't with us for this one, so we just needed a 2-bedroom. And we get there, and it was just a 1-bedroom, but the couch they consider a bedroom.
Exactly. And the pictures that they posted online, they showed the bedroom, then they showed the living room with the couch
pulled out.
And then they showed a picture of the living room with the couch
pulled out.
But from a different
angle.
Also,
you had a duck to get into the...
Yes, you had a duck.
to get into the apartment.
Exactly, yes. It was...
These Airbnbs. But hotels, too, have... Like, when I travel with by myself, I bring a lock with me.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Frank just got me a stopper that has an alarm on it that if anyone tries to open the door at night, it'll start, alarming.
Oh.
Sponsored by... We should have thought ahead on that one. All right, let's do another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Jen on the line.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Call Waiting. What is your Airbnb disaster?
All right. So my family of four, my husband and I and our two kids, we decided to get an Airbnb for my son's 18th birthday. So we wanted to make it nice and relaxing, get the nicest place we could get. So we got a lake house. We wanted a place with a jacuzzi so we could all relax. And we drove up to it and all these parts are scattered all over the lawn like a board game. And I'm going, what the fuck is all this? So I called up the Airbnb people and they're like, oh, that's the hot tub. It's broken. So I said, okay, well, we totally mentioned this, that this was the draw. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to come over and fix it. So I said, okay. And he's like, really? I live in that house. I'm just up the road in a camper right now. So I'll be right over. So I said, okay, fine. And he comes over, he fixes the hot tub. And I tell my kids, I'm like, just unpack your stuff in your rooms and we'll get ready after he leaves. We'll go in the hot tub. My son comes out. He says, I was changing to my room and there's a man out on the picnic table, man spreading out in the sun, just hanging out there. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? I go out there. He's fixing the tub. He's playing games. He says, I finally got the jacuzzi fixed. So now you guys can go in. And he just sits there. And I said, okay. Well, we'll go in later. We're going to go in and get changed. We go in and get changed. He's bringing out games onto the lawn. We're thinking, okay, that's fine. He's just going to make it nice and hospitable for us. He starts playing the games out there by himself. And he's playing a game of cornhole by himself. And he keeps going and getting the beanbags and playing again. And it's 4 hours into this. So I said, okay, hey, yeah, we're going to go out and get some dinner. I asked him about a gluten-free restaurant nearby. So we go out and get dinner. We come back and him and his wife come back to the house again. And they said, we heard you can only eat gluten-free food. So we went and got you this pie. There's this lady who only makes pies by request. She's really good. She never has hours at her bakery or anything. We got you this plain blueberry pie, gluten-free. Here you go. And they hand it to me and I dropped it on the floor immediately, in front of them. In their kitchen of their Airbnb, it's a white kitchen floor. And it's
I just don't understand why they're there. This is weird.
I didn't either. And they kept thinking of reasons to come back. And so I dropped this pie and my husband jumped up. He's like, I'll still eat it. And so it's all over the floor. It's under their fridge. It's all over the place. So the next day we wanted to go kayaking. They decided to come back. And they're like, we can teach you how to kayak. Well, we already know how to kayak. Well, they're like, we'll carry the kayaks for you. They just wanted any reason to stay there. His stuff the guy who owned the place, his stuff was out all over the place. Like he had his pilot, he's a pilot. He had his like ID badge just hanging out there for like any.
It so was he just wanted to be home. And you guys were just staying there.
It's like, you should ask for roommates for the weekend, not like, right. And then there, the review afterward, they're like, we really wish that you would stay for like a week or 10 days next time.
Yeah, these are just lonely people. These are just lonely people who want visitors, like wants family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Yeah. This is why we were saying before earlier in the episode that, you know, Airbnb has an option whether you get the whole place or like you are renting a room, you know, and you have to share it with other people. If you're getting the whole place, you should not be seeing your host. They should not be in the house unless there's a problem.
I agree. I don't know. They definitely wanted to hang out. They made it mention like 80 times that they're just right around the corner in that camper.
Yeah, no, the quota's filled. We have enough friends. Thank you. We're good. Yeah,
next.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in and sharing your Airbnb disaster.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, I don't want to see people.
No, like when we were in Detroit.
Wait, that's the thing is with Detroit. Hold on, we didn't even tell Detroit. Detroit, we show up. It was a dump, okay? And we got a 2-bedroom.
Again, such nice description.
Security picks these places, all right?
It's a dump.
It was a dump, and it was a 2-bedroom, and security was going to sleep on the couch because my mom was with us. But I was going to take the big bedroom with a separate bathroom, and then the upstairs bedroom we were gonna give it to mom, but she didn't want to climb the stairs, so she said, you take the bedroom, security, I'll sleep on the couch. Well, we wake up, my mom is in between 2 cushions because the couch was so shitty, she fell into the couch. We had to help her out. Then the heat broke, so then he comes over, he's like, yeah, the heat is broken, but I have another Airbnb next door, so we had to move all of our stuff, and then that place was an even bigger dump. That one was really bad.
Yeah.
All right. Detroit Airbnb. Oh, that was the one when the pickup truck came.
The pickup truck. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's do one more call.
Okay, Robin, we have Kim on the line.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm laughing because I overheard security say, call you by the wrong name at first, even though the computer's up in front of him.
That's okay. I'm just honored to be called any name.
All right, Kim. Guys, there's so much that happens behind the scenes. One day we're going to do an episode where I don't let betches cut any of securities. He calls Kim Jen, and then I go, that's not her name. And I don't even have the computer in front of me. Okay, Kim, tell us your Airbnb disaster. Or yours is not a disaster, right?
It's not a disaster. It was actually quite the highlight of my trip.
Ooh, okay, tell us.
I was doing my first ever solo trip. I was in New Zealand. And I decided I was going to do like shared Airbnbs where host actually lives there and you rent a room out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
So when I chose this Airbnb, I did notice in the host's picture that he was quite a good looking fella. So I was like, perfect. So right before I arrived, he messaged me and was like, do you need a ride home from the airport? And I was like, absolutely. So he meets me in the airport. He picks me up and he's like, do you want me to like show you around downtown? And I was like, absolutely. So we go like downtown.
Wait, we're in New Zealand.
We're in Queenstown, New Zealand.
Queenstown. Okay. Yeah. I backpacked New Zealand for 3 weeks. So I know it pretty well.
Oh my goodness. Queenstown, New Zealand, not just because of this story, but it is my favorite place.
If we have any New Zealand listeners, no, I love New Zealand. Okay. Continue.
Okay, so he's like, do you want to go like explore downtown? So, and it was like in the evening, so I was like, absolutely. So we end up getting dinner, and halfway through I'm like, am I on a date right now? And then the waitress comes by and is like, do you guys want another drink? And it's that awkward moment of like a first date where you're like, do we not? So we get another drink, we go back to his place. The next day I'm on a bus trip and he sends me a message and is like, hey, I know, like, you know, you're on this trip today, but tomorrow I have off of work. Do you want to, like, hang out tomorrow? So I was like, absolutely. So we ended up, like, actually going on a date, had a great time, and the rest of the trip, I didn't sleep in my own room. I slept in his.
Oh, my God. This is so juicy. Wait, this is so hot.
But the next morning, I, like, I look at him and I'm like, did I technically just pay for sex? Because
you paid for the brothel.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did it end? Like, when you said goodbye, like, did you guys keep in touch?
We did. Well, he took me to the airport like a true gentleman, and I went to my next town in New Zealand, and we Snapchatted sometimes for a little while, and then, you know, he lives half a world away from me, so.
Right. Was the hookup good?
It was. It was very fun, yes.
Oh my gosh. Wait, the men of New Zealand are so sexy.
I mean, hi, yes.
They're just so masculine. I gotta go back.
You have any New Zealand listeners? His name was Chris. So what's up, Chris?
Oh my gosh. I went with my friend Adam, and we literally had a crush on everyone we spoke to. Adam's gay, and I'd be like, oh my God, Kieran has a crush on me. And Adam'd be like, no, he had a crush on me. Like, it was just, everyone was just so good looking there.
There were plenty to go around.
But there's also like a lot of beautiful women. That's the problem. There's a lot of sheep too. Oh, this was a good story. This was juicy. You just reminded me I have to go back to New Zealand. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I can tell you where to stay when you go back. So
the brothel. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Kim, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Guys, I love New Zealand. When I went, it was like the best 3 weeks of my life. Everyone is just so friendly. And the men there are just, as you're seeing, they're just kind and sexy. So our next trip will be to New Zealand. Security, you are not invited. No.
I wonder what the reviews were like.
For the brothel?
Yeah, but her review for that place and his review on her.
No, you imagine like we go to find it and all of his reviews are just like single women being like, great. Great host. All right, thank you everyone who called in. Security, do you have an end segment?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I wasn't sure with the new puppy if you were too busy.
No. I got a great
all
end
right,
segment.
Let's do it fast.
And it's on par.
Okay.
Okay, so Robin, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a description, like an Airbnb description of a house or a home that's based on a TV show or movie location, and you got to figure out what it is.
What?
I'm gonna describe
a house or
a home from television or a movie.
From a TV show. I'll say what TV show it is. Okay,
exactly.
Great.
So, like, if I say it's a beautiful mansion in a fancy part of California, 5 huge rooms, comes with a butler, and the butler has his own room. The front door is perfect for throwing your nephew's annoying best friend out of the house, and there's no throne in the mansion, but you'll feel like a prince.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Very good.
I literally did not know until you said Prince.
Okay.
All right, next.
This is a little more difficult. Okay. This one's going to be difficult.
Okay,
Okay, it's a beautiful castle in Europe. High on a mountain, multiple bedrooms, a fancy laboratory.
Sound of Music?
Nope. Fancy laboratory towards the top with a big open skylight. An adjustable table reaches 100 feet in the air. There's a dungeon in the basement for any experiments of monsters that might go awry. And there's a village nearby with angry mob. There you go.
See, here's the thing. I'm not figuring it out based on the home. You're giving a clue. Monsters.
Okay. Maybe.
A prince. You know, you can't give a clue.
Okay. Then this one actually has.
Can this be the last one?
This will be the last one. Okay.
Is anyone still listening?
Yes, they are. They're trying to figure it out too. Okay. This one. A two-story beautiful home in San Francisco, 2 sets of stairs.
I already know, because you said San Francisco, Full House.
Okay.
Here, let me give you one, okay?
Okay.
All right. There are 2 staircases.
That's it? That's it?
No, because once I said that, I realized it's like 4 sitcoms. Yeah. But, okay, I got a better one.
Okay.
All right. In the dungeon, there is what's that thing called? An electrocution machine.
Adam's family.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. See, that's how you play, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you play.
All right, guys, thank you so much for calling in and giving me all your Airbnb disasters or hot hookups. Ooh, we should do Airbnb hookups one time. Okay, and I just want to say that if you ever want to find out the topic so that you can call in, make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic, because I love talking to you guys. You guys are the absolute best. And, oh, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.